Hey, my name is Caleb. We got another awesome one coming your way. It's time for Spirit Stories. You live in a physical world, but the spiritual world, it's just as real, and it's all around you. And good news, despite what the movies might try to sell you, you don't have to be afraid of it. Spirit Stories is a storytelling podcast where everyday people share their close encounters with the spiritual. Because when we engage the spirit realm alongside God, He uses it to grow and strengthen our faith. And thankfully, you don't have to just take my word on that. I don't know how you feel about camping, but I can tell you one thing. You have not had a camping trip the way my friend Kristen has had a camping trip. The following story is amazing, but parents, if you're listening with children, you may want to preview it first.
Hi, I'm Kristen, and this is my spirit story. So I want to tell you about the time that I saw angels. But before I go into that story, so that you don't think I'm a total crazy person, I should back up way back and give you lots of context around that. So let's start from the beginning. I've always been sensitive to a spiritual world. I wouldn't have put it in those words when I was a five-year-old, but I think I was aware that there was a heaven. I was aware that there was a God, and I believed in Jesus, and He was a part of my life. Along with that, I also was really aware of a darkness as well. I think the darkness kind of settled in as this fear that gripped my life. I also just had senses about people. So a lot of times as a kid, I was called shy or quiet because I wouldn't talk to certain strangers. And it was more of me being like, no, there's something scary in that person that I don't want to be in contact with. And I also just was a dreamer as a kid. I had lots of dreams, good dreams, nightmares, end of times dreams, weather prediction dreams, all kinds of things like that. People don't believe me, and I'm different and weird and maybe crazy. So I just internalized that something was wrong with me and I was really dark. And so I say as I entered into high school, depression and fear really gripped me. It was probably about 15 when I really hit a low point in my life, and that darkness just completely consumed me. And again, I internalized it to I'm dark, I'm crazy. I'm not normal. And I turned my back on God. But I was suffering and I needed something to get me through the depression. And so enter drugs. As I entered college, I kind of got deeper into the drug scene and the hippie scene because there was something really appealing about that to me, and it was freedom. So I definitely would say in college I was a hippie and would classify myself as spiritual, but I didn't have Jesus in my life. And I saw a lot of things on drugs. Hallucinating, it was all fun and happy times until it wasn't. And then it got really, really dark and really, really scary. I remember a time I was at a festival tripping, and I saw legitimate demons coming out of the ground, and then I saw demons coming out of people, and that scared the crap out of me. I was like, oh, okay, I thought we were like hippies having fun and like dancing on clouds and rainbows and sunshine and butterflies and bubbles. Like, that's the side that appealed to me. I was like, I don't want anything to do with this dark world. I ran from that scene and came home after college, really messed up, really scared, alone, feeling dark, depressed. My sister brought me to Crossroads, and the first message that I heard here was about fear. And I slowly started coming back to church and the idea of Jesus, but it took a while. It was probably like an 8 to 10 year span of me coming back. I just slowly kind of walked back into His arms. I mean, I knew what that felt like as a little kid because I was so in love with Jesus. So it felt like going home. Yeah. It wasn't until, though, that I took a class here at Crossroads that kind of changed my whole perspective. And I remember going to this class where we're going to talk about spiritual warfare. And I was like, oh, hell no. I don't want to talk about the devil. I don't want to talk about demons. I've seen them. They scare me. Like, all of that. But I felt this nudge from God that I needed to take this step in my healing. That radically changed the way that I saw this spiritual world that I'm a part of, because where I used to be so terrified of the darkness, it was like for the first time I heard a message that, no, when you have Jesus, you have victory over the darkness. And that changed everything, because I just felt like a victim, like the devil's gonna get me. I'm scared of demons, you know, my whole life, or like, I'm scared of the darkness that I see in people. God totally flipped that of like, no, you can overcome the darkness with me. You can be light. So I went to Woman Camp about a year ago, which is a weekend camp experience we do here at Crossroads, where you can kind of unplug and worship God and grow spiritually. Going to Woman Camp was the first time that I had ever been camping and like no drugs. It was really crazy. I remember going to bed that night and I anticipated hearing screaming, because that's what happens at hippie festivals in the middle of the night. People are tripping out of their minds and they start screaming at the top of their lungs. And I'm waiting for those screams to come and they didn't come. So that was interesting. That's when God first started kind of redeeming the whole camping experience for me and the darkness that I was used to in that environment. And it just felt really light, and that was really different. And then the next morning, we are in the worship tent worshiping with 1,000 other women. We're singing Good, Good Father at the top of our lungs. And I just like, I'm completely overcome with joy, like weeping and hysterically laughing all at once, just overcome. And then it was like, whew, like the heavens ripped open, and it was almost as if I was transported into another space. I looked around and I just saw angels as far as I could see, all over the woods, like thousands and thousands, like an army of angels. And I kept trying to peel my eyes back. Like, am I really seeing this? Okay, I'm not on drugs. I am not hallucinating. Like, I am sober and I am seeing things. And it was very, very real and very light and full of peace and full of joy. And these angels were just everywhere, all over the fields, and they were dancing. They were so happy to be a part of this experience of worshiping God. For just a couple minutes, I got to experience that. It was like God let me peek into the unseen and have a glimpse of this. Okay, you've seen demons, you've seen devil, like that's real, but this is also real. And this is way more powerful. I mean, it just came with buckets of peace and joy and euphoric feelings I've never experienced before. And I felt like God said to me, you are not dark. You are light. And that meant the world to me, because it was this lie that I had carried with me my whole life of like being dark and crazy and weird. And so again, I'm like, okay, I just saw angels. So is that okay, God? Am I weird? Am I crazy? And I felt like he said very strongly, you are not dark. You are light. John 1:4-5. In him was life, and that light was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And that is my story.
Man, what a story. Thank you, Kristen, for sharing it with us. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you have questions about the podcast, we would love to hear those. Interact with us over email, podcasts@crossroads.net. And we understand that some of the stories in this series can be upsetting or can leave you with questions that are difficult to answer. If you have an immediate need, we are here for that too. You can reach out to the concierge service at Crossroads Church via email, hello@crossroads.net. Leave your name, your question or concern, and if you'd rather have a call back than an email, leave a number where we can reach you. Someone will be in touch shortly. Spirit Stories is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.